practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth, but also to prepare our hearts to gather with others at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church where we might also be able to encourage one another and give worship and praise to our great God. We're going to begin the program this morning with a song entitled, I've Been Redeemed.
Just as I am, for in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive. He has given life, I've been redeemed.
He has welcomed every lost soul in. He has given victory and the freedom from our sin. We are all made new, for we know God's word is true. Jesus Christ has given us new life.
Won't you come accept this gift today? Jesus is the Lamb of God, the life, the truth, the way.
Heaven can be home, you will never be alone. Jesus offers you eternal life. I've been redeemed by the blood of Calvary's Lamb, washed in the blood when I come just as I am. For in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive. He has given life, I've been redeemed. To proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of Calvary's Lamb, washed in the blood when I come just as I am. For in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive. He has given life, I've been redeemed. For in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive. He has given life. I've been redeemed.
Well, I trust you can say this morning that you've been redeemed. You know the word redeem means to purchase. And the Bible teaches us that the Lord Jesus Christ redeemed us by coming into this world and going to the cross, and on that cross bearing our sin in his body. He also shed his blood for us. He died for the wages of sin, which is death. And of course, we've all sinned. And then he arose again on the third day to give eternal life to all who call upon his name. He paid the wage of sin, which is death. And so when we trust Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are redeemed. Christ redeemed us through his work on the cross. He redeemed us and purchased us out of the market of sin. And when we trust Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we can say we are redeemed. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I do trust that you're going to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. Is that in your plans? You know, during the summertime, we find that so many people find reasons, and sometimes I've wondered if they've not even made reasons to skip church. Going on a picnic or a reunion or sometimes a vacation. You know, vacations are important, but when you go on vacation, don't skip church. I know every year my wife and I take a vacation, and one of the things we look for when we take a vacation at some location is there a good, solid, Bible-believing church that we can attend there on Sunday? So don't forsake the assembly throughout the summer months. Make certain that you obey Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, where it simply tells us not to forsake the assembly and go to church. The church needs you. God wants you to be a church, and by being a church, you can be encouraged in the things of the Lord as well as be an encouragement to others. Now, here at the Faith Baptist Church, we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And every week on Wednesday night, we have midweek services with children and youth ministries at 6:30, and then, of course, the evening adult gathering where we have prayer and Bible reading at 7 o'clock in the evening. And so we would invite you to come on out and visit us. Now, here at the Faith Baptist Church, we don't take much time off during the summertime. We have a lot going on over the next couple of months. For instance, on June 18th through the 20th, we are going to be having a scripture assembly with the Beacon of Truth Ministries, which means we will gather together and put together scriptures to be sent to South America. Then on June the 26th through the 30th, we will be having camp at High Points for the kids. And then on July the 3rd through the 8th, we will be having camp at High Point for the youth. Then our Vacation Bible School is July the 10th through the 14th with the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference following July the 30th through August the 4th. And so we have a lot taking place throughout this ministry, throughout the summer months, and I would encourage you to participate with us here at the Faith Baptist Church if you do not have a church to attend. This morning, during the morning service, I will be preaching. We are going to begin a study on the basic core values of the Faith Baptist Church that are found in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. I will be preaching on that this morning, and then this evening, our associate pastor, Tim Allen, will be also sharing from the Word of God on these core values. But also during this morning, we are going to be having one of our missionaries, Sean Tice, who reaches out to children who are fatherless. During the morning service, he's going to be giving us an update of his ministry. And so a lot will be going on here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona today, and I would invite you to drop in and participate with us. I'm thankful for the fact that over the past months, we have had a very high number of our own missionaries with us. Throughout the course of the year, we always try to have missionaries with us. We are a missions-minded church. But this past several months, actually going back to January, we've had a good number of our own missionaries with us, missionaries that we support around the world. And that's about 35 right now. And a good number of them have dropped by to visit us this year. And, of course, today we will be having Sean Tice with us, a missionary that we have been supporting for a number of years. So come on out and join us at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona today. Like I said, Sunday school this morning at 9:30, our morning service at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. I might also say that tonight we will be honoring our high school graduates. So this will be a full day of great ministry for the Lord here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. Come on out and be involved. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to be gathered around the radio or the internet or upon whatever device people are listening today to produce this program, and we do it for your glory. We don't do this program, Father, to promote ourselves, but we do it to exalt you. And today we want to exalt you as we focus on your word and what your word means to us and what your word means to you. But Father, I also pray for each one who is under the sound of my voice right now. If there's anyone who has not yet been saved, it's my prayer that they will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I also realize that I could be speaking right now to some Christian who has been far from you. They've walked away from you. They've walked away from the church. It is my prayer, Lord, that you'll use this program today to bring them back into a right relationship with you, and even through your Holy Spirit, to motivate them to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. But Father, as we put this program together, we have our plan, but you have a purpose, and it is my prayer that your purpose for this program will be complete so that you might be honored and glorified and praised, and we will give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's an old hymn of the faith entitled, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, where the Word of God says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Now, before I deliver part two of a message entitled God's Wonderful Word, let's listen to an old hymn of the faith as well that's a blessing to so many. It's entitled Sweet Beulah Land.
Stand. sick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore.
I'm looking now across the river to where my faith will end in sight. There's just a
last week on the broadcast, we began to talk about God's wonderful word. And I think that that's a very important subject for every one of us to consider, because we are living in a day and time when God's word is not really being read, it's not being studied, it's not being meditated upon, it's not being memorized, and it's not being lived by so many people. You see, if the Word of God was being lived by, we would not see the corruption that's in the world today. We would not see the confusion that's in the lives of many, many Christians, and we would not see churches having struggles. Do you know something? Just this past week, I learned of three churches in our area that have closed down. I hate to see that. And, you know, there could be any number of reasons why those churches have closed down. But I would assume that one of the reasons is because of the people within those churches, in one way, shape, or form, at one particular period of time, have gotten away from biblical truth. The Word of God has not been exalted in their lives or in their church ministry. Where the Word of God is exalted, God will bless. You know, back in Psalm 138 and verse 2, the psalmist says this, "I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." Think about that, beloved. God has magnified his word above his name. His name is holy. His name is glorious. His name is something that he protects. But he has elevated his word above his name. And if God has elevated his word above his name, we should elevate his word in our lives. And when we take heed to God's word in our lives as individuals, as families, as churches, and as a nation, God will exalt that. simply because of the fact that his word does not return unto him void, and his word will bring blessing to those who take heed to it. And that's why we are looking at this series, God's Wonderful Word. Last week, we asked the question, what is God's word? And I mentioned that the word of God is the very expression of God's nature, expectations, plans, and glory. And we emphasized last week in our study that God's word is inspired, God's word is truth, and God's word is eternal. Today, we ask the question, what does God's word do in the lives of those who believe it? And that's a very important passage of scripture or thought to take into consideration based upon a passage of scripture that's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, which I want to read for you this morning, and I would encourage you to mark and to consider. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 says this, as the Apostle Paul is writing to the Thessalonians, he says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Now, there's a lot that I can say about that particular verse, but that last phrase where it says, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe, teaches us that God's word does indeed work in the lives of those who believe it. When you and I are in the word of God, we will see an effect that is positive in our spiritual life, in our walk with the Lord. What are some of the things that God's word does? Well, first of all, we realize that it is the word of God that brings people to faith in Jesus Christ. In other words, it is God's word that brings people to salvation. Over in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we find that the Apostle Paul was speaking to Timothy, and he says this in verse 15, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. You see, God's word brings people to salvation. That's why it's important for us to get out the word of God, so that people will hear what the Bible has to say about our sin and about the fact that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and about the fact that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you are saved today, it's because you heard the word of God. Somebody taught you the word of God, or you were in a service where the word of God was preached, or you picked up a gospel tract that spoke concerning the word of God and you got saved. I was saved on July the 17th, 1964, when a pastor by the name of Robert Jennings was speaking to us at a church camp, and he used two verses of scripture, Romans 3:23 and Romans 6:23, that together they say, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And on that evening, about 7:30, July the 17th, 1964, after hearing the word of God, I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And so you see, it is the word of God that presents the fact that man is a sinner, that Jesus is the Savior, and that the way to spend eternity in heaven is through trusting Jesus Christ alone as personal Savior. So God's word brings salvation. But secondly, we find that God's word really equips us for service. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. What does that teach us? It teaches us that God's word is relevant. It truly is. It is relevant. It is profitable for doctrine. That is, teaching about who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. It is profitable for reproof, in that the Word of God shows us when we are in sin or in error. Then God's Word is profitable for correction, which means that it corrects us when we have fallen into sin. and then it is profitable for instruction in righteousness. In other words, the Word of God teaches us how to live for the glory of God. But then when you read verse 17 of 2 Timothy 3, it says, all of this is true so that the man of God, that is the Christian, may be perfect, that is, spiritually mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. In other words, it is God's Word that equips God's people to do what God wants them to do and to be. And so the Word of God is something that's very effective. It brings salvation and it equips us to serve Him. Now, there's more that the Word of God does that the Lord willing we will look at next Sunday. But let me ask you today, have you been in the Word of God yet today or this week? Have you studied the Bible? Have you memorized any scripture or meditated upon any verse of the Word of God? I would encourage you to make the Word of God a part of your life. Allow the Word of Christ to dwell in you richly, and you will see a big difference, a big change in your life. You will have hope. You will have strength. You will have direction. You will see the provision of the Lord. Thank God for His wonderful Word. Well, I want to thank you for being there by the radio today. And if we can ever serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Until we greet again by way of radio, I am Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, the best is yet to come.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.